Welcome to the Wearably Weird podcast, your home for quick doses of footwear knowledge. My name is Lorna and I'm crazy about shoes, just like you. And today I'll be answering, why are Vans so popular? Founded in California in 1966, Vans have become a worldwide brand known for their influence in skate culture. From a small factory opening in Anaheim to a multi-billion dollar business, Vans have truly conquered the street footwear scene, seeming to outlive the fashion trend cycles year after year. As a long-term customer and fan of the Vans brand myself, I've personally monitored their successes and failures over the years, and in this episode I'll be covering why they're so popular, focusing on these three factors: a brief history of the brand, their design, and some of their awesome brand collaborations. Let's get into it. Vans were the first ever brand to design skate shoes back in the 1960s when skateboarding was an emerging trend in California youth culture. The versatile and cool Vans style is still synonymous with 1960s American skate culture today, which is a really nostalgic era that seems to live permanently in the fashion conscious. They were originally designed for boating, would you believe it? The Vans founders focused on good grip, durability and maximum comfort for their designs, which was perfect for boating, but coincidentally worked really well for skating as well. Over the years, their five main classic styles were developed: the Era, Old School, Skate Highs, Authentics, and Slip-Ons. The long history of the Vans brand is one of the reasons they are so popular. Nothing says cool like retro style. Vans feature many collaborations each year, which plays a huge factor in their popularity in keeping the brand fresh and relevant. They have had many collabs over the years, from collabs with modern art museums, celebrities, brands like Supreme, and even anime. They recently collaborated with Sailor Moon back in 2022, and the collection was just so cool. If you've not seen it, definitely go check it out. Vans collaborations help the brand cast their nets over a wider consumer base by appealing to the fans of other niches. It's genius. They even do collaborations on their kids' collections. They did one with the crayon brand Crayola, which was just so funky and cool and made me kind of jealous that I'm not a kid and I can't fit the shoes. They are also super popular amongst celebrities and have even been seen on the red carpet. Like, they're worn by musicians, comedians, and other artists. They're really popular among children and adults, men and women, because they have a range for everyone. They fit a wide range of circumstances, they make really good school shoes, and people have even worn them to weddings, like pairing them with a suit for a plateful twist. With so much versatility in one brand, it's no wonder why they continue to go from strength to strength. Their popularity is definitely reflected in the growth of their stock value in recent years. They actually increased their revenue from $2.3 billion in 2017 to $2.8 billion in April 2022, which is just crazy. Wish somebody would pay me like that. All the fashion hype aside, Vans are also really popular due to the quality and practicality of their designs. One of the biggest reasons Vans are so popular and have stood the test of time since the 1960s is their comfort. Vans feature padding around the sneaker collar, plush insoles, and flexible rubber outsoles. Vans also offer a range of ultra-cush models that have extra plushy padding for those who need more support. They've really thought of everything. Vans have an innovative approach to comfort that makes them a huge industry player year after year. Personally, Vans are one of my favourite footwear brands. I've been wearing their designs for over 15 years. They're timeless, they're comfortable. You know, they're a popular footwear choice for all, not just skateboarders. And if you don't own a pair, you're missing out. For more info on all things Vans related, head on over to my website, wearablyweird.com, for tons of articles on the brand, answering pretty much every question you can imagine. This has been Lorna from Wearably Weird. Catch you in the next one.